With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is another dose of encouraging news for the U.S. economy as a second measure of inflation trends downward.
The Labor Department has reported its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers. It was down 0.4% from February, while the March producer prices are up 2.7% year over year. That figure is actually lower than February's mark of 3.2% and 0.6% lower than economists' projections of a jump. A day earlier, the report on the consumer price index rose, showing just a 2.4% rate of inflation last month compared to a year ago, 0.4% above the Fed's target rate of 2%, and the smallest year-over-year gain since last September. George Williams, Washington.
China has fired another volley in the trade war with the U.S. Beijing says it's starting tomorrow. It will boost its tariffs on American goods to 125%. Also in SRNnews.com, President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill takes another major step forward. House Republicans voting to advance work on that budget legislation. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the goal is to cut taxes as well as excessive government spending.
I want to compliment our president, President Trump, who is always engaged with us and available and accessible. He didn't have to call a single member to wrangle anybody on this thing. He allowed me the space to do what I need to do, and we got the votes together, and we reaffirmed our commitments. It's real. We want to find real savings. We have an obligation to do that.
A family of five from Spain, as well as the pilots, are dead after their New York City sightseeing helicopter plunged into the Hudson River yesterday afternoon. It went into the water just off Jersey City, New Jersey. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 92 points. This is SRN News. The Merchant Marine Academy wants Jesus back.
2 years ago, complaints by the Military Religious Freedom Foundation prompted the removal of a large painting of Jesus watching over mariners in a lifeboat, which had been on display in the school's administrative building since 1947. It has since languished in the basement. But during a recent speech of the graduating class, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy urged the Academy to restore the painting, prompting a standing ovation and cheers from the midshipmen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than a dozen states in the past 2 years have launched or expanded programs that allow families to receive vouchers to send their students to private or religious schools. Now, President Trump wants to supercharge those efforts. In January, the president issued an executive order directing several federal agencies to allow states, tribes, and military families to tap into federal money for school choice opportunities. This is SRN News. This year's official White House Christmas ornament is a little different.
It honors more than 150 years of culinary diplomacy practiced at state dinners. The White House Historical Association revealed the design Thursday. The ornament features the Reagan administration's red china plate on one side and the Clinton administration's gold-rimmed china on the other. The ornament typically honors a president. Last year's was a tribute to Jimmy Carter. Association President Stuart McLaurin says sometimes the ornament is used to highlight an important White House anniversary or occasion. Keith Peters, Washington.
A British military veteran, Prince Harry, has visited with war-wounded soldiers in Ukraine, part of his ongoing work with those wounded in battle. The Duke of Sussex stopped by the Superhuman Center, an orthopedic clinic that treats and rehabilitates those wounded in war. More details at SRNnews.com.